Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Weber, StuWeb.com. And it is Thursday, May the 26th, 2022. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. And we're going to have a discussion about these shootings and different things. And I want everybody to understand in your head, give it a question. Could this be true? Because it's very true. So, Joe, with that, explain what went on in the recent shooting in Texas.
All right. First of all, there's a lot of new listeners out there that have just been introduced to the conspiracy. And the conspiracy is multi-level. It has all kinds of intrigues. It has all kinds of murders. They have all kinds of one group obtaining power over another group. It's just like the movie Godfather. You have these mafia families. Well, you have these political families, racial families, that are seeking to keep their portion of the earth.
Now, we had 276 is officially, I believe it was, what, there's 66, what the government released into the media crap this past week. 266 mass killings last year.
All right, now, let's be very careful about how this is presented to the public. This is mostly for your new listeners who are out there. What is going on here? Well, the easiest way to do this is to introduce you to a movie called The Manchurian Candidate. If you can find it, if it's on YouTube.
It was made in the 50s or 60s, wasn't it? As I recall.
It was the 70s.
Was it 70s? I mean.
All right. So what we have here is that we have a movie that was based upon a writer by the name of Bort. And for years, he did deep investigations into what we call mind control. And The Manchurian Candidate is about how some GIs were mind controlled to turn them into assassins, to turn them into then killers to accomplish a political goal.
Now, I know I've come to know several of them, being a political prisoner and being a whistleblower. And I'm not going there. I'm going to let you take it. But I've come to know a lot of them. And one of them had on with Debbie Davis, Look on the Radio Bar. It was several months back towards summertime last year. And it says Manchurian Candidate. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Dude, I can't have you interrupt.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right. So here we have The Manchurian Candidate, who is a mind control thing. But what they do is they torture them with pain, give them drugs to change their mind, to make them into an assassin. And so there's all kinds of assassins out there. So get the movie Manchurian Candidate. Now, with that, how does this connect to this school shooting? How does this connect to Sandy Hook? How does this connect to the multiple number of shootings that are taking place and have taken place? It is because you have a group of people that wish to do one thing, take away the Second Amendment. Once the Second Amendment is gone, you have no recourse to defeat the New World Order.
It means you take your guns.
By that I mean, with this taking away the guns, you will have no way to say to the government, I have a gun and you're not going to take away my rights if you get too big for your britches. The United States is the only country in which there are the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment. cannot have a First Amendment, you cannot have a Fourth Amendment unless you have the Second Amendment, which says I have a right to say my piece. So what you have here is you have a group of people that want to bring about a new world order, to bring about this new world order, which resembles 1984 George Orwell. And this is where this is all pointing towards, to take away the guns, then take away free speech, then take away Fourth Amendment, and then pretty soon you're at the behest of these world globalists who want one thing. What is mine, but what is mine, but what is mine is not yours. And that sums up what we mean by this is a mind control event. Okay, Stu, now you can go ahead and say your piece.
Okay, now, monkeypox. Let's go into this other subject because I think you explained it well of what they're doing. Now, the shootings, I'll touch on it for a minute because I have some knowledge on this. Super Spooks told me, and you know a hell of a lot of them, Joe, and you've listened to a hell of a lot of them and read a lot of them and seen them in person and everything else. Now, they told me, if you listen to Otis Johnson, punch in search bar on my website and listen to that 13 minutes, he's talking about chips in the toasters. Now, this is in 2013, the only time I'm recording, because they had to deal with Alex Jones putting a stooge on that was a killer, okay? Been around me in Vegas, and I saw him once in Kansas City. So I made the call. But he talks about the chips. Here's what they did, folks. I discovered, and a guy with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Rodney Bowers, a reporter, had discovered an underground with doctors coming out of the place all the time in white outfits and jackets and stuff like that, getting in fancy cars and top of this mountain. Or they were cloning down there. They built an underground base there and started cloning since they brought the Nazi clonist over. And Joe has talked about it before, about the aliens making an agreement with Adolf Hitler crowd and all the other stuff, the fallen angels. But here's the point. They were cloning. I exposed it. Rodney exposed it. We blew it out. Otis was happy with it. He told me, he said, good job, Stu. But he says, you know how many, because he was NSA. He says, you know how many are listed with the NSA? 200,000 of them that inhabit human beings that are fallen angels, basically, is what our conversation was. The second thing was, he said, in that clone base down there that you exposed, he says, they claim 10 million, but he says, we believe in the NSA, it's more like 20 to 30 million. I said, no shit. He says, yeah. He says, they clone too many. But he says, the one thing about it, they got chips in them. What does that do to them? They have no conscience, and they have no soul of God. They were cloned. They're not a human, but they look human. What does that do to their mind? Joe, would you explain it if you had a chip, possibly, behind your ear and you were a clone? What would you do? Go shoot up a bunch of people in schools?
I will again say it. What they do is, when they want a mind-controlled person, they put them through environmental deprivation. But it has to have drugs and has to have extreme pain. And over a period of time, they program the person to act under certain cues to do certain things. That is what is called mind control.
So could these mass murders, these 266 or 67, whatever it was last year that the mainstream media is claiming yesterday, and today's May the 26th, could it possibly be clones? I mean, here's what they did. Here's a story Barbara Hartwell told me that her mother was injected when she was in her womb with alien blood or DNA. Her father was intelligence, and they paid their house off for doing it. Paid off their loan on their house. She didn't want to do it, but she was forced to, supposedly. That's what she told her mother told her. Now, Barbara Hartwell went through space-time, the Montauk. It was for real. I met the guy, one of the guys who was involved with the fucking thing, said she was real. But she was an infiltrator. She infiltrated me to cause chaos between me and Ted Gunderson, to stir up Gunderson rather than George Bush. Gunderson was a control stooge for the government. Everybody knows it. Here's the deal. I got to know her for a short period of time. But all she was doing is playing a game. But she went through Montauk because of that DNA. Now, what are these clones being made of? What DNA do they have in them? What do they want to pump in everybody? This big fat shot over a so-called virus, coronavirus? Oh, you got to get the third shot. You got to get the fourth shot. And now they got monkeypox. Joe, I want to go in this area a little bit. Let the listeners know what's coming. Now, I posted up about these concentration camps, basically, that you sent me a while back. It's coming. I posted it yesterday on the website. But this is where they're going to lock you up if you don't get vaccinated, supposedly. Would you touch on those two subjects, please? Monkeypox and concentration camps.
All right. First of all, you have to go straight in your mind. COVID is an anacronym. It is not a flu. It is an anacronym. And I can't remember what each letter represents, but it's a scientific term. The shot that they're giving to all, and have given, has in it not an antivirus, but it has in it, for instance, one of the things we now know is animal DNA. And animal DNA is injected into your body and begins to influence your DNA. To essentially what it does is that it wears out your immune system. And your immune system becomes worn out because of its production of spike proteins. From there, then, you catch some disease and you die. And that is what the entire issue is about. It is about eliminating the population of the world and the United States down, for instance, they want to get the United States down by 2030, I think is what they said, to 100 million. That's what they want.
We have 300 million right now alive in the U.S. plus illegals. So that's the number they want to get it down to, this 100 million. Go ahead, Joe.
So the point being here is that it is a population reduction. What they want to do is they want to get the world down to under 1 billion people. That's what they want. Why do they want it? Because they want this earth for themselves. And then that goes into another area.
They call the two-thirds they want to eliminate by, I believe it's going to be before 2025, is their intent. They're useless eaters. They're using up our resources, says the fallen angels, that are the 200,000 are inhabiting people. But to go to Genesis, it says about 1 million in the angel fight, and a third fell to earth, okay, cast down to earth. That's the 200,000. I think there's more like 333,000 that are laying down here, okay? Now, George Herbert Walker Bush, Leonard Milman, my ex-wife's father, it jumped into Larry Mizell. They are still around, and I believe George H.W. Bush is in Paraguay, still alive. Okay, because of that big aquifer down there and his tunnels, he sent U.S. Air Force boring machines down there and cleaned a whole area out. In behind John, what was his name? It was up in Aspen. John Denver, the singer, right behind his house was George Herbert Walker Bush's castle, little mini house above, but it had dropped down 10 stories and around on the light on the road. Off the main highway up into Aspen is Lake up there, Lake Aspen or whatever they call it. Right as you're going up that road to the lake, if you look off to the north, there's only one driveway. Was it went to his secret underground, drove up there, double-laned driveway, and it stopped at the mountain. You're looking in the mountain. That was what he has out there, like the alien base. The mountain shuts and you can't see the edge. That's what he had in his house. It's always an escape route with these people because they're aliens. They got extra senses. They got 6 extra senses that we don't have. They got 12 to 13 senses. Okay? That's the reason it's hard to assassinate them and get rid of them. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, you lost the point here. The idea, again, is that you have a group of people that are producing Manchurian candidates. These are mind-controlled people that are go out and do bad things and to bring about a political solution. And this is what they want to do. They want to take away the Second Amendment. Once that's gone, all of your rights are gone. No. Now, as for the monkeypox, the monkeypox is nothing more than smallpox. And it was an experimental thing that was done to bring about the monkeypox. And they turned it into a biological weapon. And what it will simply do is it will cause these big lesions to occur in your skin, about the size of a dime. But according to the things that I've heard, if you contract it, just let it run its course and you'll be okay. But what they want you to do is they want you to be injected so that you won't get the monkeypox. And it'll be the same thing right now we're figuring for some of us out here that are now probably above 2 million that are now dead from the shot. And that's good for the United States.
That's a lot of people. Now,
and so, Consul, just a minute, Stu.
Go ahead.
So consequently, they're going to do the same thing, scare the heck out of the people with the monkeypox, and bring about severe lockdowns. And they want to push through what we call inoculated passes. In other words, it'll show a pass that you have been inoculated, and therefore you can go to the grocery store. Further, it is also knocking down the supply chain. And right now, the fourth world is starving. A third world is starving. And what they're doing is they're pushing them this way. So down on the border, we're having 2 million for this last year came through. 2 million. And it's still the same thing going on right now. In other words, it is a means by which to bring down the last vestige of freedom in the world, and that is the United States, and put them under a Orwellian government. So there you have it.
Well, there's another part to this. Marburg will be activated, VIA 5G, comma, quantum quarantine camps and shots for the unvaxxed. Okay? You sent me this a while back. I put it up yesterday. Rights activist attorney Todd Callender has been defending U.S. servicemen from being forced to take the death shot. He joins Jeffrey to discuss the next plandemic with the release of the Marburg pathogen, which he says will be the excuse used to force the backs into the FEMA quarantine camps where they will be administered the death shot. Close quote. That's on my website, Joe. You had sent me that. Isn't that what
it is? It is a planned destruction of yours, of you and I. And there are many facets to this. And just resist as long as you can. Do not, whatever you do, take the shot. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it because it's death. I mean, you'll be dead within 5 years. Because it breaks down your immune system and kills you. I've seen quite a few people dead already. I've taken it. I'll take it. And by the way, folks, I've come to realize this thing, I believe, removed some chemicals in me that were left over of anthrax from years and years and years ago when I got hit. But it's spirulinium, S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A, spirulina, S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A. You can get it at Walmart for $5. Take about 3 a day, average person. You'll see what happens. With me, there's little spots coming up and then scratch off. Crap coming out of my system when I first started taking it about 5 months ago. But it's very good to take. Joe?
I think that's about it, Stu.
Okay.
I think we've covered everything.
Okay, well, I thank you very much, Joe, Professor Joe, for coming on, and we'll have another discussion later.
Okay.